Passage 27. Beauty. There was a sensitivity and a beauty to her that have nothing to do with looks. She was one to be listened to, whose words were so easy to take to heart. I have thought about her often over the years, and how she struggled in a society that places an incredible premium on looks, class, wealth, and all the other fineries of life. She suffered from a disfigurement that cannot be made to look attractive. I know that her condition hurt her deeply. Would her life have been different had she been pretty? Chances are it would have. And yet there was a sensitivity and a beauty to her that had nothing to do with looks. She was one to be listened to, whose words were so easy to take to heart. Her words came from a wounded but loving heart, very much like all hearts, but she had more of a need to be aware of it, to live with it, and learn from it. She possessed a fine-tuned sense of beauty. Her only fear in life was the loss of a friend. It is said that the true nature of being is veiled. The labor of words, the expression of art, the seemingly ceaseless buzz that is human thought, all have in common the need to get at what really is so. The hope to draw close to and possess the truth of being can be a feverish one. In some cases, it can even be fatal, if pleasure is one's truth and its attainment more important than life itself. In other lives, though, the search for what is truthful gives life. The truth of her life was a desire to see beyond the surface for a glimpse of what it is that matters. She found beauty and grace, and they befriended her and showed her what is real.